Can I wear sandals? I think he was short anyway. I can't remember. No, you can't, Valentina and Claire said in unison. And 5 minutes later, Sasha clattered down the stairs, feeling like a fraud and hoping she wouldn't break her neck in the high heels. She felt like a poor imitation of her twin, which was what her date had probably wanted anyway, a date with Valentina, not with her. It had been the story of their early life. They were always trading places. Sasha wrote term papers and took exams for Valentina, and Valentina sometimes went on dates pretending to be Sasha. Sasha hailed a cab on 10th Avenue and gave the driver the address of a gallery in Chelsea where she was supposed to meet her date. She saw him as soon as she walked in, and he made a beeline for her. Wow, you look amazing. He had his cell phone in his hand and snapped a picture of her before she could stop him.
Why did you do that?
Sasha felt out of place and ill at ease.
I put everything I do on Instagram, Ryan Phillips said to her.
The thought of it made her uncomfortable, and she followed him into the crowded gallery, where he seemed to know everyone. Ryan was a handsome man, about her age, and as women crowded around him, Sasha felt naked in the top her sister had told her to wear. It just wasn't her, and it was awkward being out of hospital scrubs. A number of men talked to her, and Ryan was attentive, but she still thought she looked like a poor imitation of Valentina, and she was exhausted by the time they left the gallery and took a cab to a restaurant in Soho, which was mobbed and noisy, and everyone knew him there, too. Conversation was nearly impossible once they were seated at the table, and he took another picture of her on his cell phone, which unnerved her even more. She wondered if he was letting people think he was on a date with famous supermodel Valentina and not with their twin. She felt like an imposter with him, but had told herself it would do her good to get out for a change. No one had asked her on a date in months, and she was guilty about not making the effort to meet new people and go out. But now that she was here, it was all too strange. He was a good-looking guy, but they had nothing in common, and she doubted he would ask her out again.
So, what do you do?
He asked her, shouting over the din of the noisy restaurant after they had ordered. She noticed that his muscles rippled under the black t-shirt he was wearing with black jeans. He was in fantastic shape, and it was easy to guess he worked out every day.
I'm a doctor.